Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I'd like to share some ideas with you. I want to talk about organizational special sauce. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You've heard that before, right? You know this line is the commercial jingle that describes the Big Mac at McDonald's. The sandwich that they created to compete with the Hardee's Husky, which was before the Big Mac and came with its own special sauce. How about that? Did you know that? Well, over the years, that term, special sauce, has been redeployed beyond the Burger Wars. From condiment to handy metaphor, management and organizational commentators like me have co-opted the term to identify a level of organizational performance beyond extra effort. Whatever your organization is doing beyond just the extra effort that you hope you'll get for folks, now you're in the special sauce realm, that dimension. Here's how I've observed organizational special sauce in the marketplace, how I define it. Organizational special sauce isn't a strategy or a campaign, nor can it be achieved with a slogan or a mission statement. No special sauce was ever the child of an algorithm, big data, or other amalgamation of ones and zeros. To the chagrin of the Wall Street quants, organizational special sauce is an incalculable, unprojectable, and intangible force. I'm going to say that again. It's an organizational special sauce is an incalculable, unprojectable, and intangible force. It's 100% performance leverage produced by a single active ingredient. Human beings loving to work together towards something that they all believe in. This leverage kicks in like a turbo after quantifiable, tangible leverage reaches its RPM redline. Every business would like to have organizational special sauce, but few ever do, because the elements that foster it are not easy to achieve, and they include, but are not limited to, hiring the best people who are then respected and valued. Excellence as a non-negotiable performance standard is assumed by all stakeholders. Leaders demonstrate all the aspects that define the word: courage, integrity, morals, ethics, commitment, decisiveness, humanity. People are not interchangeable parts where there's special sauce. Now, they're not interchangeable as if they were modules. Corporate values, that flows out to the organization's last mile as a minimum expectation. Delegation includes responsibility and authority where there's special sauce. And corrective action first presumes shortfalls resulted from best efforts. And the first management step is redemption. So those are some of the elements that make up special sauce. Here's how it looks when it manifests. Peerless products and services. Industry leading employee retention. Prospective employees line up to join the organization. You don't have to go looking for them. They're lined up. They're in line. They hear about how great it is to work at a company like this. Employees and partners are proud of and claim for themselves the organization's excellent reputation. Ethical actions and integrity manifest as devotion to the unenforceable. Where there's special sauce, where there is organizational special sauce, ethical action and integrity manifests as devotion to the unenforceable. Customers who do business with companies that produce this organizational special sauce become that organization's best salespeople. Where you have organizational special sauce, those teams work harder than they ever did, while having more fun than they ever had. And here's the classic marker of organizational special sauce: quantum leap performance. You know, folks, you can't demand or buy or acquire the intangible leverage of special sauce. You can only foster an environment that gives rise to it. It's an engagement sweet spot that produces results beyond expectations. What are results beyond expectations? You know what it is. Results beyond expectations is quantum leap. Quantum leap performance. That's right. And I'll tell you something, folks. When you see it, it's not hard to find. Organizational special sauce is hard to find in a company that in publicly traded companies. It's rare in public corporations because it doesn't conform to the analytical expectations of Wall Street's 90-day conference calls. Out here on Main Street, however, it's more prevalent, special sauce, where small business leaders know that their special sauce comes from the intangible resolve of their valued and respected employees. Remember this, folks. Contributing to special sauce is one of the hardest and most beautiful things you'll ever do at work. Organizational special sauce. You can try to achieve it, but you have to have some of those elements I just talked about. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.